You know, the website YouTube was built one video at a time using a technology developed by a group of programmers led by a woman.
Sarah Allen was the lone woman on the team that created Flash Video, which is the main digital streaming technology in use right now. Only about 20% of all programmers are female, so Allen's experiences as the only woman in the room is not unusual in that field.
For our series, The Changing Lives of Women, NPR's Laura Seidel reports on how Allen thrived and how she's trying to encourage more women to follow in her footsteps.
Stand up.
Sarah Allen has a lot of energy and she likes to move quickly. That's why she's got a special tactic for the morning meeting at her San Francisco company.
You stand up to keep the meeting short.
After a quick round in which her nearly 20 employees tell her what they're doing that day, the meeting is over.
Okay, anything else? Go team!
Yay! Allen founded Blazing Cloud a little over 4 years ago. It does design and development of software for mobile devices. Allen is a dynamic 45-year-old with long hair offset by streaks of light purple. She wonders how I managed to miss the dinosaur in the entryway.
So on the way out, you'll have to check out the giant inflatable dinosaur. Her name is Tyra. Not very original, but we love her anyhow.
Allen's company, Blazing Cloud, is a mix of programmers and designers. They work with entrepreneurs and help them take an idea and turn it into software that works.
Hello. Surprise, surprise.
We've been thinking about you, too.
Today's first client is Esty Solomon Gray, the founder of a company called Mind, with two M's and two D's. Solomon Gray is trying to create a sort of next-generation calendar that better reflects people's priorities. Allen and her team help Solomon Gray visualize what her software might look like.
The place we want to be, which you got really quickly, is this. We're potentiating your mind.
Yeah, you're not some of the
digital artifacts. Right, this is not treating you as a big data problem, right?
Allen will then help Solomon Gray design and build the product.
Her vision is maybe 2 years out. And our task is, how do we come up with the thing that we might build in a few months that would get this started?
Allen's experience as a programmer and developer is part of what got her this job. But Solomon Gray says Blazing Cloud also has a diverse team, and she didn't find that elsewhere.
I was really surprised by how many design, let alone development firms, had women as window dressing.
What do you mean by that?
One woman on the team, and it turns out she's the salesperson. And after a few of those, I started to get really upset.
Allen nods her head as she listens to Solomon Gray. She's well aware that many firms claim they can't find qualified women programmers. They say it's hard since only about 20% of the profession is female. Allen, whose firm is made up equally of men and women, doesn't buy it.
If you're interviewing people for your job and you haven't interviewed a woman, don't hire until you've at least interviewed one woman. And if your recruiter can't get you resumes that are diverse, find another recruiter.
Allen has been the only woman programmer on her team a few times over the more than two decades she's worked in the field. But when I ask her if she's ever experienced sexism, she doesn't want to talk about it in those terms.
I don't think you can be a woman in our society and not experience sexism. So, sure, but that's not the point.
Actually, Allen says being a programmer has been a great career for her as a mom. Allen is married and has a 15-year-old son.
The women that I went to college with who are lawyers or doctors had a much harder time raising a family. They have to be there at certain times. I had an incredible amount of freedom, especially because I worked as a coder when I was a new mom. And then I can work whenever I want, whenever I want.
Allen got interested in computers when she was 12. Her mom was one of the first women to sell the Apple II, and she brought one home. Allen read the manual and taught herself to write simple programs. She says it always seemed like magic to her.
I could wave my hands and I could create this pattern in the machine, and then this thing exists that didn't exist before.
Allen graduated from Brown University in 1990 with a degree in computer science. A few years back, Allen started going to gatherings to learn more about a hot programming language called Ruby on Rails. Twitter was developed with it. Alan got really frustrated when she noticed at one event of 200 people, only six were women. Alan and a friend started their own workshops called Rails Bridge. They were on weekends, and there was childcare.
So we both tweeted about it. She posted to the San Francisco Women on the web. And in less than 24 hours, we had a waiting list. And we have really proven that demand is not a problem. Every single workshop we've ever held has had a waiting list.
Since they began in 2009, the workshops have drawn thousands of women, among them Lily Chilin. Chilin was an art history and opera major in college. A lot of programming workshops felt uncomfortable.
It can be intimidating not to have that context up front that says, we welcome you.
But the Rails Bridge workshops?
It gives you a very focused opportunity to learn something and then also be a part of this network that just wants to help you do whatever you want to do next.
Next for Chilin came from the workshop. She met a woman who hired her as a programmer. Now, Sarah Ellen is also working with minority groups, such as Black Founders, to teach more people Ruby.
If we persist in this notion that the people who should be making software in our world are these people with low social skills who are hard to understand, we're going to miss the boat. Like, we're not going to be able to solve the problems we need to solve if we don't have just lots of people who can know about the rest of the world.
On the wall of Alan's office is a large photo of the ENIAC computer from 1946. It's large, dark. There are two women next to it in bright dresses moving some electrical cords. When a photo of the ENIAC appeared in Life magazine, the women weren't identified.
They thought they were like refrigerator ladies, that they were props to make the machine look more attractive.
Actually, they were early programmers, Esther Gersten and Gloria Ruth Gordon. Alan says the number of women who major in computer science has actually been going down. She hopes that by making women in the field more visible to each other, it will help young women see that there is a path for them in what is one of the fastest-growing professions in the world. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
And there are still many professions where a woman might easily find herself the only woman in the room. We asked NPR's own Nina Totenberg about finding herself in that position.
When have I been the only woman in the room? Are you kidding me? Like the first 25 years of my career or something, or 20? I was always the only woman in the room. Every place I worked, I was the only woman. Now it doesn't happen, but for decades it happened.
Nina got some advice from female Supreme Court justices. You'll find that advice and a place to share your experiences at npr.org.